The number of foreign children adopted into American families has tripled over the last decade. Now there's a trend in the other direction. People in other countries adopting American children, specifically African American and mixed race babies. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
Okay, that'd be great. I'll just run downstairs.
It's a hot summer evening in Ottawa. Allison Dark is gathering iced tea and other drinks in her kitchen to take outside. The family is having a backyard picnic and taking turns playing with the latest addition to the family. 11-month-old Ethan is having a fine time, giggling and splashing in a small blue wading pool. Allison's older children, teenagers Sarah and Jonathan, take turns pouring water on Ethan and helping him down the pool's tiny plastic slide. Allison is 41 and her partner Earl Stroud is 53. Both are contractors. For 5 years, they tried unsuccessfully to have children on their own.
I know originally we had never thought of adopting because we just figured have two from a previous situation. Then if you want a second with a third with your present partner, that life should be good, but it plays interesting tricks on you sometimes, and at you, baby.
They adopted Ethan shortly after he was born. Everyone in the family, except Ethan, is white. Earl, Ethan's adoptive dad, is tall and slim with a shock of white hair and a reddish blonde mustache. He says it made little difference that the baby he's clearly smitten with is black.
I lived in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That's pretty well, white and black. I always had, growing up, in grade schools, and I always had, lots of black people. So, never crossed my mind. I mean, look at him. It's beautiful.
Earl and Allison found Ethan through Adoption Link, a private nonprofit adoption agency near Chicago that primarily places African American infants. They turned to the agency after their attempt to adopt a friend's child in Canada fell through. Allison said they knew they had a better chance in the United States. More than 1,000 couples were in line to adopt the 160 babies available in their province. In her office, Margaret Fleming, the head of Adoption Link, points to a map on the wall.
We place many in Western Europe, one in England.
Colored stick pins show the agency has placed a number of children outside of the United States, in Germany, France, and other countries. But the largest cluster of pins is in the various provinces of Canada.
There have been a number in Quebec, several in New Brunswick, a number in Ontario, Toronto.
Adoption Link placed 68 children last year, and about a quarter went to families abroad. Fleming, who is white, has herself adopted 8 children of different races. She says it's no surprise to her that couples outside of the U.S. turn to America to adopt black, healthy newborns.
Because if anyone goes to China, if anyone goes to Vietnam, as I have, or Ethiopia or whatever, you don't get a newborn baby. You get a baby at the very least about 6 or 7, 8 months old. And when families have never had a child, they want to be with that baby right from the beginning. So Adoption Link, we place babies when they're 3, 4, 5 days old.
No one has a full count on the number of black babies from the U.S. being adopted by foreigners, but Tom Atwood, the head of the National Council for Adoption, says it's still a fairly rare phenomenon.
Maybe we're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of a couple hundred or so children per year. That's still a rather small number when you compare it to the 128,000 children that are adopted by Americans on average each year.
Most American black infants are adopted domestically, but there's still a need for adoptive black families. Adoption experts say African Americans tend to informally take in family members, grandchildren or nieces and nephews, or they adopt from foster care, often because there's no fee. Otherwise, it can cost $10,000 and more to adopt a black child. White families have adopted black children in the U.S., but much more often they look to China, Guatemala, and Russia to find a child. 30 years ago, the National Association of Black Social Workers came out strong against transracial adoptions in the U.S. Since then, federal and state laws prohibit using race as a deciding factor. International adoptions involving American black children are typically transracial. Judith Jackson, current president of the Black Social Workers Group, says there's still reason for concern.
We would prefer that resources go into keeping families together. And if, in fact, the child can't remain with their biological mother or father, we would prefer that they look for an extended kinship network to rear that child. And if, in fact, that doesn't work, we would prefer that adoption be with families who look like them, who understand and appreciate their culture, and can give them the supports to grow into young men and women who appreciate their history and have healthy health esteems about themselves.
The National Council for Adoptions, Thomas Atwood, says the experience with transracial adoptions has been fairly successful.
It remains, though, the common practice to place children with parents of the same race whenever possible. Thankfully, however, it's not preventing children from having families to the extent it used to. Adopting parents are taught that they should be sensitive to the cultural differences, that they should teach the children about their heritage, that culture, and they do generally.
These days, it's often the birth parent who makes decisions about who adopts a child. Typically, they have an array of parents from which to choose, and an increasing number are selecting families outside the U.S. Last year, Canada welcomed nearly 2,000 children from abroad, and Ethan was among the 78 children immigrating from the U.S. Ethan's adoptive mom, Allison, keeps in touch with his birth mother, who Allison says definitely wanted Ethan to live abroad.
She knew very clearly, well, she felt she knew that there's less racism and prejudice in Canada than there is in the United States. And for her, that was a huge influence on why she chose our family.
Although Canada's total black population is only about 2%, Ethan's teenage siblings, Sarah and Jonathan, say Ottawa is diverse and includes small communities of blacks, Asians, and other ethnic groups. There are also other kids of color in the neighborhood. Sarah, who is 17 with long, straight brown hair, says even though Ethan, with his crinkly brown hair, may not look like her, he's her little brother.
I show his pictures. We get pictures taken every month or so, and I just get the little wallet size and I carry it around with me. And I show him to everybody, and nobody has ever once, like, looked at him and said, oh, you know, like, oh, they're all, you're so cute, and my friends love him.
And Jonathan, an avid skateboarder at 13, says he may be ready later to take on the big brother task of teaching Ethan about sports.
Yeah, possibly.
Yes.
Yes.
A little prodding from Dad always helps. As most of the family goes back inside, Earl sits in a lawn chair with Ethan's small, deep brown body nestled against his chest. And Earl says proudly that Ethan is now a Stroud.
Nobody else has really carried on the family name. So I have an older brother, and I think we need some black blood in our family. So we got it.
Yeah. Earl finishes his chuckle, and then he and Ethan begin their game of mimicking each other's sounds.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Hey.
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 Allison says despite the laughs and the affection, she knows that love will not be enough. And her family will work to meet the challenges that come with adopting a child of another race and from another country. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Ottawa.
What's the snake say? What's the snake say?
What's the snake say?